Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant upgrade in bilateral relations between India and Vietnam has just taken place, marking a major milestone in their strategic partnership. First, what makes this significant is that during Vietnamese President Tu Lam's state visit to New Delhi, India and Vietnam elevated their bilateral relationship to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership, which is the third major upgrade in two decades. This development is crucial as it signifies a deeper engagement between the two nations across various sectors, including trade, defense, and technology. Building on this, it is worth noting that Vietnam is a key pillar of India's Act East policy, which prioritizes ASEAN connectivity, trade, and security engagement with Southeast Asia. The Act East policy is a cornerstone of India's foreign policy, aiming to strengthen ties with the ASEAN region. Now, let us look at the key outcomes of the May 2026 summit. The bilateral trade between India and Vietnam has reached $16 billion in 2025-26, with a target to increase it to $25 billion by 2030. What is notable here is that the trade has doubled in the last decade, indicating a growing economic partnership between the two countries. Crucially, both sides have agreed to fast-track the revision of the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement, known as ETIGA, with the revision substantially concluded in 2026. This agreement guns duty-free and preferential trade between India and 10 ASEAN nations. The revision aims to update rules of origin, expand coverage to services and investments, and address non-tariff barriers. It is also worth mentioning that agricultural trade has seen significant developments, with India's grapes gaining access to the Vietnam market and Vietnam's durians accessing the Indian market. This exchange is a testament to the growing cooperation in the agricultural sector. And here is something that surprises many students: 13 agreements were signed during the summit, spanning trade, defense, critical minerals, and technology. These agreements underscore the breadth and depth of the India-Vietnam partnership. Now, let us turn to the strategic and security cooperation aspect. Vietnam has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, or IPOI, which is India's framework launched at the East Asia Summit in 2019. This initiative has seven pillars, including maritime security, maritime ecology, maritime resources, capacity building, disaster risk reduction, science, trade, and connectivity. What makes this significant is that India has affirmed its respect for the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS, and freedom of navigation. This stance is crucial in the context of the South China Sea, where Vietnam has overlapping territorial claims with China. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that India's defense engagement with Vietnam, particularly supplying BrahMos missiles and providing MRO support for Russian-origin equipment, serves as a counterbalance to Chinese assertiveness in the South China Sea. This demonstrates India's role as a reliable defense partner in the Indo-Pacific. Now, let us look at the rare earth strategy. Vietnam is among the world's top rare earth mineral producers, second only to China in reserves. The MOU between IREL, that is the Indian Rare Earths Limited, and ITRE, the Institute for Technology of Rare Earths in Vietnam, for rare earth cooperation is critical for India's semiconductor and clean energy supply chains, given China's dominance in rare earth processing. With that background in place, let us examine the Act East policy connection. Vietnam is a founding member of ASEAN and sits at the intersection of India's maritime interests, supply chain diversification agenda, known as the China Plus One strategy, and Indo-Pacific security architecture. Moving on to the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement, or ETIGA, it is worth noting that this agreement was signed in 2009 and guns duty-free and preferential trade between India and 10 ASEAN nations. Both India and ASEAN have long called for a revision to update rules of origin, expand coverage to services and investments, and address non-tariff barriers. The 2026 review target is significant, given India's trade deficit with ASEAN, as India imports far more than it exports under ATIGA. This imbalance highlights the need for a revised agreement that can facilitate more balanced trade. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Vietnam bilateral trade has reached $16 billion in 2025-26, with a target to increase it to $25 billion by 2030. The IREL and ITRE have signed an MOU for rare earth cooperation. Vietnam has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. The ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement revision was substantially concluded in 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including the Act East policy implementation, India-ASEAN relations, and ETIGA. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy, including rare earth minerals and supply chain security, trade agreements, and rules of origin. In the context of your mains preparation, you can examine the strategic significance of India's defense cooperation with Vietnam in the context of South China Sea security dynamics. You can also assess how the India-Vietnam Enhanced Comprehensive Strategic Partnership advances India's Act East policy. Additionally, you can critically evaluate India's rare earth cooperation with Vietnam as part of its critical mineral strategy. So, what does this mean for India's strategic position? The enhanced partnership with Vietnam strengthens India's presence in the Indo-Pacific, underscoring its commitment to a free, open, and inclusive region. This development has significant implications for India's foreign policy, economic growth, and national security, making it a crucial aspect of your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, the India-Vietnam Enhanced Comprehensive Strategic Partnership marks a new era in their bilateral relations, with far-reaching implications for trade, defense, and regional security. This partnership is a testament to India's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific and its commitment to a rules-based order.